Welcome back to News Rent Business and Corporate for Thursday evening, April 9th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Shelly Group SE to join Germany's SDX Small Cap Index. Shelly Group SE, a provider of IoT and smart building solutions, will join Germany's SDX Small Cap Index on April 10, 2026. The inclusion in the SDX marks a significant milestone for Shelly Group, confirming their growth and capital market strategy. Co-CEO Dimitar Dimitrov expressed pride in achieving this goal, highlighting the company's ambition and success. Co-CEO Wolfgang Kirsch sees the index inclusion as validation of their operational progress and a step towards enhancing liquidity and international investor base.
Grayline Group references applied intelligence practice to close the AI execution gap for defense, energy, and infrastructure leaders. Grayline Group references launched its applied intelligence practice to bridge the AI execution gap for defense, energy, and infrastructure leaders. The new service integrates AI strategy with the Catalyst T framework, aiding in managing disruptive change. President Joseph Kopser emphasizes the importance of leadership in integrating AI into workflows effectively, focusing on governance, workforce alignment, and measurement rigor.
Doubles feed impressions and launches real-time optimization infrastructure. AG announces the successful launch of Metis, a real-time experimentation infrastructure designed to optimize user experience and platform performance. Since the introduction of the new platform architecture, NAU has observed a significant increase in user activity, with feed impressions doubling. Metis allows all elements of the application to be tested and improved in real time, paving the way for further optimization and enhanced user engagement.
Why the Mississippi Gulf Coast is one of America's best-kept real estate secrets. The Mississippi Gulf Coast is emerging as one of America's best-kept real estate secrets. Homebuyer Mississippi's John Lester highlights the affordability and lifestyle offerings of this market. With properties near the coast selling for under $200,000, the region boasts a tight inventory and strong buyer-seller activity. Each town along the coast offers a unique investment profile, attracting different types of buyers. Homebuyer Mississippi stands ready to assist sellers and buyers in maximizing the opportunities in this growing market.
Derwin AG to present at Invest 2026 in Stuttgart and the Equity Forum in Frankfurt. Derwin AG will be presenting at two upcoming capital markets conferences in Germany. They will participate in the Invest Conference in Stuttgart from April 17th to 18th, targeting retail investors, and the Equity Forum in Frankfurt from May 11th to 12th, catering to institutional investors. CEO Dr. Daniel Wallerstorfer will share insights on personalized healthcare solutions and present the company's equity story at both events.
DataVault AIDVLT secures $750 million in tokenization contracts in the first quarter of 2026, reinforcing its 2026 revenue outlook of at least $200 million. These contracts cover various asset categories like copper and gold mining and coincide with the relaunch of its core exchange platforms. The platforms will offer enhanced AI-driven valuation, smart contracts, and transparent trading capabilities as the company expands its real-world asset tokenization infrastructure.
Investor news breaks: Craig Biocraft Laboratories, Inc. sets record with 1.3 metric tons of spider silk production in 1 month. Craig Biocraft Laboratories has set a new world record by producing over 1.3 metric tons of recombinant spider silk cocoons in a single month. This achievement signifies a significant advancement towards commercializing this advanced biomaterial on an industrial scale. The company's successful execution of its 2026 scale-up plan has led to expanded facilities and high-output performance. With a target of ramping up production to 10 metric tons per month for various applications in technical textiles and performance materials.
Investor News Breaks, Delta Gold Technologies AQUIS, AEQTST GQGQT, accelerates quantum research funding with University of Toronto. Delta Gold Technologies AQUIS, DQ.ETST DGQTF, has accelerated funding for quantum research at the University of Toronto, providing $269,000 in year two funding, ahead of schedule. The research focuses on developing stable qubit building blocks using nanoscale gold and other materials, along with expanding its cryo-refrigeration system. This funding is part of a broader $3 million three-year agreement, securing Delta Gold an exclusive global license to resulting intellectual property.
Real-time visibility added to equipment operations platform. Checkroom, a global leader in equipment and asset management software, has unveiled an enhanced operations management platform. This update provides real-time visibility into equipment status and task assignments, bridging the gap between requests and execution. With features like maintenance tracking, invoicing, and event coordination, Checkroom offers a comprehensive solution for managing high-value assets across diverse locations. Learn more at checkroom.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Frontiers North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon highlights breakthrough technology market momentum in investor webinar. Frontiers North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon highlighted the company's groundbreaking momentum and FAS form technology in a recent investor webinar. McKeon emphasized the potential of converting coal into high-demand products, projecting over $1 billion in annual revenue. With strong investor engagement and plans for nationwide deployment, Frontieras is set for continued growth and a public listing, signaling a share price change after April 9th.
The 9th annual Latinafest celebrates the unstoppable power of Latina culture. The 9th annual Latinafest, the nation's largest outdoor festival celebrating Latinas in the U.S., returns on June 7, 2026, at Jesse Brewer Park in Los Angeles. This year's theme, Unstoppable, highlights the growth, influence, and economic power of Latinas. With over 22.2 million women in the U.S., Latinas are not a trend, but the future of growth, says co-founder Bel Hernandez Castillo. The festival will feature entrepreneurs, keynote speakers, author panels, art installations, musical performances, and more, showcasing the vibrant culture, entrepreneurship, and community of Latinas.
AA News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc. highlighted in editorial on AI robotics driving pharmaceutical manufacturing compliance. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is featured in an AI Newswire editorial discussing how AI and robotics are reshaping pharmaceutical manufacturing to meet stricter regulations. The company's AI-enabled robotic platforms with SOP intelligence and real-time deviation detection are part of a larger trend toward automation-driven compliance and improved data integrity. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/584HP.
Jonathan Prime named Director of Implementation. Jonathan Prime has been appointed as the new Director of Implementation at Axiom HRS, a leading HR partner specializing in hire-to-retire solutions. With extensive experience in the HCM industry, Prime will focus on delivering high-quality human capital management solutions and enhancing client experiences. His analytical mindset and commitment to continuous improvement are expected to drive excellence and support long-term growth for the organization.
Holiday gatherings are driving early outdoor living project planning in central Pennsylvania, with homeowners in the area opting to book projects in winter and early spring. A Plus Landscaping notes an increase in reservations for custom pools and paver patios months in advance to ensure completion before summer. The trend is fueled by families wanting to create spaces for gatherings after hosting loved ones during the holidays. Central PA homeowners consolidate outdoor projects. Central PA homeowners are increasingly opting for single contractor outdoor projects over managing multiple vendors. A Plus Landscaping reports a surge in requests for comprehensive outdoor builds, citing streamlined financing, legal protection, and clear accountability as key drivers. With construction costs high, consolidating under one contractor simplifies budgeting and eliminates the risk of liens from subcontractors. Learn more at apluslandscaping.com.
Lixday Biotech Holdings, Inc. is advancing its precision oncology strategy with LB-100, a therapy designed to enhance cancer treatment effectiveness. The company has expanded clinical trials and formed strategic partnerships, including one with Leora Technologies. These efforts align with Lixday's mission to improve cancer outcomes through innovative therapeutic strategies, positioning them as a key player in the oncology ecosystem.
Network news breaks. ECGI Holdings, Inc. reports Resi.fi launch and platform progress toward commercial readiness. ECGI Holdings reported the launch of Resi.fi and progress toward commercial readiness of its mortgage tokenization platform. The company highlighted an advisory agreement with Axion Onchain and the upcoming rollout of an investor portal. ECGI validated core workflows in a sandbox environment, including compliance infrastructure and wallet provisioning, as it moves towards commercial launch preparation. Debate rages on viability of proposed copper smelter in BC. Debate rages over the proposed copper smelter in British Columbia, with experts split on its financial viability. Some believe it could boost Canada's global copper market position, while others doubt its economic sense due to oversupply issues. Advocates argue for domestic processing to increase resource value and reduce reliance on foreign refiners, proposing collaboration among G7 nations to stabilize pricing and demand.
U.S. and Iran announced temporary ceasefire to allow negotiations. The United States and Iran have announced a temporary ceasefire to allow for negotiations, including the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This agreement, brokered by Pakistan, comes as tensions were escalating. Multinational corporations like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. welcomed this development as recent disruptions were impacting the global economy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.